Christopher Eccleston says that Jimmy McGovern's Hillsborough, the drama, is the most important work he's ever done. It says here, a few months before it was broadcast, 14 years ago, Christopher Eccleston told The Echo of Jimmy McGovern's Hillsborough, "This will show what television is really for." So he's talking about making the film all those many years ago. And of course, Hillsborough is something which is always in the news. And it's something which will never go away, at least until the victims, the families of the victims, are remembered properly. And of course, it wasn't long after Jeremy Hunt becoming the culture secretary that he made a rather big slip up by classing or categorizing Hillsborough as an event or an example of hooliganism. And of course, he later had to backtrack and explain that he didn't really understand the issue. And I was checking his website, the official government website for the Department of Culture, Media and Sport, and the apology is still there now. He says he didn't understand the offence he would cause, but you know, basically he got it wrong. There was an inquiry which put the blame at the hands of the police. You know, these kinds of situations with lots and lots of people, it's the responsibility of the professionally trained police to manage these situations. You only have to look at what's been happening with the student protests, some of which almost turn into riots, if the police are not prepared. And very often, when lots of people are literally squeezed into a small space, it's the responsibility, the ethical, the moral, the legal responsibility of the police to have proper crowd control procedures. And this was a situation. It was not the fault of the fans. Jeremy Hunt said something which suggested that Hillsborough was caused by hooligans, which of course officially it wasn't. And even Theresa May, the Home Secretary, went to Parliament to clarify the situation after what Jeremy Hunt had said. So, you know, that's been straightened out. But this is still something, even if there had never been any sort of slur made against the fans who were there on the day, it's still being portrayed in the media in various places in a very negative light. You only have to look back to, you know, what happened with the Sun newspaper. And, you know, today, the Sun, Rupert Murdoch, anything connected with that part of British media is avoided by Scousers, because to this day, the people involved in the newspaper who claimed that Liverpool fans were assaulting and robbing and doing really disgusting, vulgar things to the victims on the day, you know, that was complete lies. But the people who wrote the stories for the Sun newspaper still support what happened. That they, you know, certain people have apologized, but and then they've sort of said, well, I apologized at the time because I was told to by Rupert Murdoch, but I still believe in what I wrote. And this thing will go on and on forever, probably. But anyway, I think it's an interesting article. It's in The Echo. I found it today. It was published on the 30th of November.